This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:46 and it's Thursday. Yep, Thursday easy. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Time to get home yesterday. I got home about 2:20, so I figured you were home around 4?
Quite a bit later than that, yeah. That's for sure. But, and I did zip out of there.
Yeah, oh man, me too.
I booked. And you know what I even realized, and this is so...
Shame!
What shame?
I was handed a gift at the movie.
Yes, you were.
Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God, I love you so much.
It's in my trunk.
I even wrote her.
I'm going to have Jorge go get it.
I wrote her after and I said, I am such an idiot and I am so sorry. You took the time to get me a gift, handed it to me. It was right as the movie was starting, though. So I'm like, thank you. Put it down. Watch the movie. And then booked out of there. And the weirdest thing is I talked to her again on the way out. And so when I wrote her and said, I'm so sorry, I forgot the thing. I'm hoping.
Was it something for Isla?
Yes.
Probably.
No,
yeah.
It was for sister. Oh. So I know it's the first gift for sister. Yeah. And it's sitting in the movie theater where I left.
Actually, you didn't do bad on theater. The first one was pretty good.
All right. Well, whatever.
Anyway. Don't think about it. Just say it.
Just say it. Just to go theater.
Yeah. Theater.
So
anyway, thank you for getting that because I felt horrible and it was one of the things that hit me like lightning in a moment afterward. I went,
I know. I tried to say, I had to get my kid to a piano lesson and we were already kind of pushing it. And so I tried to say hello and take pictures with as many people as I could before because I knew I was going to book out of there. So I guess here we are. We should talk about it. I know at 9:15,
the real
movie review will happen. But as super fans of the book,
let me hear your review.
Well, let me hear your review.
Wait,
oh boy,
how that just happened?
Like, what do you?
I still don't have a thought.
Okay, well, I'll tell you mine then.
All right.
So I want to preface my review with I'm a big fan of the book. I really liked the movie. Like, really liked it. There were some scenes that were so incredibly fun and so well done that I was laughing, I screamed, I couldn't contain.
I heard you chirping over there.
I couldn't contain myself. It was so good. And I know that the book, because like all books turned into movies, there's so much that has to be lopped off. And I remember as we talked about it in advance that my biggest concern was how are we going to go from real life to this oasis, this make-believe world? And I think they did a great job with it, actually. I don't necessarily know that's the way I saw his avatar or hers, but they were good enough and executed well enough that it didn't take me out of it. I didn't get like, yeah, blew it. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't feel like that. Here's where I feel like they went wrong. And I don't know why I didn't see this coming. The whole movie is about this adventure, this game, this boy is playing to go from being a complete loser to being the most powerful man in the world. And that adventure is long. It's long and it's hard. And that didn't show in the movie at all.
At all.
So This editing process, it didn't occur to me that part of the book wouldn't translate. I don't know why, because I guess I was so caught up with how it would look that I didn't realize when they put the adventure into action, it looked great. It just was so short by comparison, it seemed easy.
Right.
And in the book, it's impossible.
It's arduous.
You can't possibly win this thing, and they didn't that didn't come across in the movie at all.
Right.
So there was my, there's my, if there's a bitch, that's my bitch.
You know, I'm with you. I liked the movie. I thought that it was fantastic.
Name the
exciting
movie for people to
Ready Player One. So I will say, as a standalone movie, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I don't like this about it. It is so unbelievably different from the book that it might as well just be a total standalone movie. Hmm. Like, none of the contest works the same way. They've already, some random Gunter found a portal that gets them to this game that they're all already playing. There's just so little. I'm with you. The arc is all about this guy finding out about, you know, his hero dies. I think he's like, isn't he like 11 when the dude actually dies, and then he's like a senior in high school when finally the game starts getting underway. Like, there's years go by before somebody figures, and I don't want to say too much, but I actually appreciate that it's so different. It made me want to go back and read the book again, and I hope that people won't think that the movie is anything like the book, and that they'll now go, well, I should read the book. There's a whole sequence in there, and we were talking about this the other day, like, and I'm not really giving anything away, but there's a Stephen King The Shining sequence in the movie, and we were talking, and I feel like maybe there was a reference to The Shining in the book, but if there was, it was in passing.
Not as detailed as it was in the movie.
But that's where this movie in execution had a major problem. And Hooman is the one, I think, Hooman, you were the one that saw Ernst Klein talk about how it was going to be impossible to get the rights to all the things that are referenced in the movie or in the book. And I don't doubt that they'd made The Shining the bigger part because they were
got
able to
the
get
rights
it.
To it.
And
right.
maybe Steven Spielberg. Maybe Spielberg's a full-on Shining fan.
Right.
Well, it says, I didn't remember that Stanley Kubrick is the one that did The Shining. But so if that's the case, maybe he's just a Kubrick fan.
Maybe.
And was like, oh, I'm going to do a huge nod to, oh, thank you.
There's a gift from yesterday.
Yeah. So stupid. I have no idea how.
What is it? Open it up.
Let me just finish my thought process. Okay. So maybe he's just a huge Kubrick fan and isn't like, oh, I'm nodding to him here.
Right. Maybe.
Because the way they showed it, the movie theater, and it had his name on the...
Yes, on the marquee out front.
Right. So that...
Well, they did a
really
movie together.
Out. Oh, those, they did?
Yeah. AI. No one saw it or liked it, but Jude Law and Haley Joel Osment...
I saw that.
Oh, you did?
I believe I did.
Well, you either saw it or you didn't.
Well, I've seen a million movies, I don't remember any of them well. And this is another one that I'm not going to remember well. And I actually think that my main beef with the movie version of Ready Player One is that it makes this epic story that I hold so dear to my heart, that I love, that I've read three times. I just love this. I think it trivializes it and minimizes it. It didn't do justice, even in a nod fashion. To this book that I think is so epic. I think it's a fun ride. It's utterly forgettable.
Whoa, you didn't like it.
I did like it. It's just like all these other movies that come and go. It's not going to be E.T. 20 years from now. No one's going to ever reference amazing movie,
you know what's
Ready
weird?
Player One.
I don't know how many E.T.s we're ever going to have again.
Right.
Like, that's from out of nowhere, and it took over our culture in a way that our culture can't be taken anymore. This is what has taken over our culture.
The phones
have taken over our culture. When I walked up yesterday to to the movie theater.
That's perfect. Start saying cinema.
To the cinema. Out on the sidewalk were a bunch of people waiting in line. And I just, as I'm walking up, I watched, I want to say 15 people all standing 2 to 3 feet apart from each other and all staring at their phones. Mm-hmm. That's taken over our culture. We won't have a movie take over in a way where we're all wearing rainbow suspenders, like from...
I don't know. I hear your argument, but I don't agree that there will never be more iconic. I think film is unto itself, and I think there will be. I think that this one, based on a book that... Because to me, there'll always be more great books and epic books. Like, I love movies. Maybe I'm just too old. Maybe, maybe it is all going to be on the phone and no one will care. But I just felt like people will see this and think, what do I need to read the book for? when in my heart I'm going, because it's 5 million times better and the story is epic and you care about it and the characters are important to you and this epic journey that the kid goes on. And I just feel like it's just totally devalues the whole thing.
If it lasted another hour, would you have stayed?
She's very disappointed.
I'm disappointed, but I don't know what I was expecting. I guess because it was Spielberg. You know what it is? It was so utterly different. It's the same basic plot without any of the stuff that I felt mattered. Then there was not one Rush song in that movie.
That's true.
And there's a Rush song in the goddamn trailer. I was like, where's the Rush?
Oh,
like, there were
when
so
I walked
many
in,
moments.
There was Rush, but I guess that wasn't the movie.
You know what I love,
the
though?
The movie theater had it.
They did have Joan Jett in there.
Yeah.
Maybe even a couple times. And although I'm not a huge Joan Jett fan, like, I don't think I have one of her albums in my collection, but I know who she is and her importance to women in rock, and she comes from this punk scene, and I just think she's cool. And I thought it was cool that I hope she got paid a nice payment for the use of her songs.
Right.
Like, that's good to see.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I do want to clarify. I did enjoy the movie. I didn't think it was too long. I really thought, wow, what a fun ride that is, and utterly forgettable. Like, I just don't think that one is going to stand the test of time.
It's not going to stand the test of time.
No, it's just going to be a blip. It's going to be off the box office. People will rent it over the summer, and then no one will ever talk about it again. Where the book, to me, is one that I'm going to read probably 10 more times in my life.
I want to say to the movie studio, thanks for pimping out the theater for us.
Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Such a great. It was so funny walking in.
Cool movie posters.
It was great.
Ferris Bueller. The music,
yes.
The 80s music.
Yes.
And the whole
so
feeling
sweet.
of the entire screening, like everyone was so excited to be there, and we were all excited, and it was just a great experience. My kids really liked the movie.
Did they? I was going to ask
they
about that.
They have not read the book. I thought my older son had read it, but he said it's in his list of books, so apparently that hadn't happened.
So Rebecca and Michelle and Denise, our promotions department, put that together with Danielle.
They did the posters?
No, Danielle wanted to do that, but they started this journey with us 3 months ago.
Right, when we found out that it was open.
Yeah, so
yeah,
they put it together.
That was super fun. They really set the mood, and we met all our listeners. I always am amazed
They're so
by,
nice.
By what nice people we have listening to us. Thank you for listening. And so, a lot of nice people and super fun shared experience.
And we posted a picture on the Alice973 Instagram from yesterday's.
Oh, I know. I saw that. It was really cute. Like, Hooman, you're so good about taking the group picture. I appreciate that about you. In the moment, we all growls, I'm going to get together and get a picture. But then I see the picture. I'm like, I'm so glad that someone made us do that. Mm. Hooman is the someone I'm talking about.
It was really nice to see your boys. I don't see them very often.
I know.
And I only saw Yeah Right for a sec. I don't know what's going on with the bangs thing.
I don't either, and I don't question him about his hair. He can do whatever he wants with his hair.
Sure,
that's a fight
absolutely.
I'm not willing
well,
to have
listen,
with him.
Well, listen, we were all teenagers. Everybody can be
bad
pointed
choices.
At.
I mean, wonderful.
We've seen your hair, Vinny.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Absolutely. But Riley was, it's nice to see him, and he's very,
He's so tall.
Yeah, I know.
Both your boys are clearly... from your side of the family.
Yeah, from the tall people. But even that, they're the shortest ones on my side of the family, too. But they're a foot taller than any of us.
Yeah. We ran into him in the garage. I think his ticket, how you have to pay.
Yes, yeah.
So it looked like your boy did the same
thing.
He
did the exact same thing. he and my younger son are really close with Scott and Edson.
Mm-hmm.
And so he...
Was Eddie there?
Edson, yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was wearing like a ball cap over his blonde hair.
Yeah, they got there just a few minutes
before
it started. So
they're coming in tomorrow. I told Edson, come in tomorrow, sit with me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So on the way home, Riley was in one car and me and Yeah Right were in the other car. And I'm calling him like, hey, did you get out of the garage okay? Go down to the Embarcadero, get out that way. And he goes, hey, I just got off the phone with Scott. He wants me to go see Eddie Ift with him tonight.
Okay.
What okay? I was like, all right. So then I immediately talked to Eddie. Like, my son is coming. You watch out for him.
Well, wait a minute. But Scott's the one taking him. Why didn't Scott watch out for him?
I told Scott to.
Oh,
believe
okay.
me, I wrote that that's my precious little boy. You make sure that he does not imbibe anything and that, you know, everything's on the up
so
and up.
So they went out last night.
He drove into the city and went to the Punchline last night. I haven't gotten to talk to him yet.
What time did he get home?
I don't know.
Did he get home?
He did get
home.
You
checked on his body.
I didn't check on his body, but I saw a note.
Exactly.
Listen, John was up, I'm sure, when he got home. So it was, but I was like, oh, he's going out in the city. And he's, you know, he's 18, so he can get into the club.
I don't think that's right.
Why?
I don't think Scott should be asking your son out.
He didn't ask him out on a date. Him and Edson.
They're family friends. Knowing what we know about Scott, I don't think it's proper.
Really?
At all. At all?
That's not how I read
it
at all. You know, I definitely felt like I know Scott and Edson well enough and have spent enough family time with them that I trust them as friends. And I did specifically say he comes right home afterward. You guys don't go clubbing in the Castro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just send the boy home. No, I had no qualms about it at all. It was unusual
qualms. You made some phone calls.
Well, I wanted to make sure that my 18-year-old was safe and sound. Listen, the kid lives on his own, and that's what he wanted to do. He's 18. I got to let the child fly. I mean,
Capurro?
Yeah, with whoever his friends are. Listen, I trust Scott. God. Scott's not going to put Riley in some crazy situation.
Scott is the premier bridge burner in the world.
Of all time.
How do you feel? Why do you say that? Scott's the premier bridge burner?
Yeah, the premier bridge burner.
They won't let him back in Australia.
Constantly like bring up things you ask him not to bring up. I don't understand why you're confused by that statement.
I don't understand it at all. I've known the dude for 20 plus years and he's never done anything but bend over backwards for me.
I look forward to saying I told you so.
I love Scott. I don't think it's proper. That's it.
Thank you.
Proper, but explain proper to me. Like, what's improper about...
And I wonder if it goes back to my friend hopping thing, but nah, you can't take my son out and don't be asking my son out on a date.
It was not a date.
Okay, was it?
No.
Okay.
Wow. It's not the reaction I expected whatsoever. He's a grown man. Legally, he's 18 years old and can do what he wants
mentally,
to do. He's a grown man.
Still a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
But remember you at 18, how dumb you were?
These are trusted friends of ours.
I love Scott.
They weren't strangers. And, I mean, I let him... He lives alone. Like, he...
Yeah, is he paying his own rent?
No.
Is he paying his own college?
He's not.
Is he paying his own PG&E?
He's not. But I don't see how that makes him less old. I mean, plenty of people go to college and their parents help them with college. That's, you know, he's on his way to becoming a full-fledged adult. Mm-hmm. And he's never shown me anything that I had to question.
No, I love your kid. I love both these people.
You just don't want them hanging out together?
You're not hearing us. I want to hide under the table.
Don't hide under the table.
I'll be back at 9:15 for the movie review.
I don't understand why that is
coming
at all. Okay, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Oh, should we do the... Okay.
Yeah,
we might as well.
KLLC,
HD1,
Sarah, San Francisco.
Sarah, we had a winner on our show yesterday. Michael from Cotati.
Okay.
Won from our show.
Let me jot it down. Michael from Cotati. Let's congratulate him. We may or may not get a brand new album from The Weeknd tomorrow. He's like, I'm indifferent about it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Or not. We'll be back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.